From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. This is Idaho Matters. As we start to wrap up the year, we wanted to look back at some of the music that made 2022 great. Music like this. To help us out, we asked Carl Scheider to join us. He's the long-running host of the music show Private Idaho. It airs each Saturday at 10 a.m. on our sister station, KBSU. Hi, Carl.
Hello, Samantha.
Hey, what are we listening to?
This is John Namath. It's from his mostly live album. This may be the last time the title comes because John wasn't sure if he'd ever do another album. He had some very serious surgery for cancer growth and has had his whole mouth rebuilt.
Oh, my God.
He's on the road to recovery, planning to go out on tour in 2023, but his voice is so beautiful, and it's just he puts so much of his heart into everything he does. That's why it's on my top 10 this year.
Yeah, this was amazing when I saw this. This is actually number 8, I believe, on your list.
Yeah.
And I was just blown away when I turned it on.
It's a beautiful album. He is an amazing talent, now resides in Memphis, but he's a Boise boy.
Wow. Okay, so let's back up. What was number 10 on your list?
Number 10 was Amanda Shires. This is her second solo album. She's the wife of Jason Isbell, has an interesting voice and a really unique approach to her music. It's kind of a pop rock feel, but it's got a lot of elder elements in it. Really nice release.
What about number 9?
That's Gabby Moreno, Alegoria. Her album's in English and in Spanish, and I'm a sucker for people who sing in Spanish, and she's got a beautiful voice, and it's a really diverse album as well. Obviously, if she's doing two languages, it would be diverse, but this is maybe her second release, first one I've ever heard.
It's nice. It's really nice. Okay, 8 was John, and then what's number 7?
Spoon, Lucifer on the Sofa. They are an indie rock band. They are like a cult band for a lot of people. I really haven't listened to very much Spoon, but this album was really good rock and roll, and I'm a sucker for a really good rock and roll album anytime. This one was a really nice one. They're out of Canada, by the way.
We're speaking with Carl Scheider, the long-running host of the music show Private Idaho, about his top 10 picks of music for 2022. Here's number 6.
He's got a hammock hung up between a sweet gum and a piece of PVC. He's a hot dog griller and a cold beer killer, and he fights for guns and peace. He's a college grad with a tat on his back of a fuzzy memory. He pays cash and respects to Merle. A single-wide dreamer in a double-wide world.
Who is this?
His name is Aaron Ratier. He is a Nashville songwriter. I think his friends convinced him he should do an album of his own. Double-wide dreamer is hilarious, but there are a lot of serious songs on here, but he's got a wicked sense of humor. A really excellent writer.
I love this. It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's a very fun album, but there are a couple serious moments on it.
All right, number 5.
The Cactus Blossoms. I believe this is their maybe second or third album. The last time I heard them, they were really country. They have kind of an Everly Brothers feel. They are brothers. But this album is more of a, like, I guess you'd call it a pop rock vein with some country overtones to it. But their harmonies are great, and their songwriting has gotten just phenomenal. Really an excellent album.
Number 4.
Lyle Lovett, 12th of June, his first new album in over 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah, he's taken a long time. His last album was called Release Me, and it was basically he wanted to get out of his record contract, and he's touring with different folks. But a Lyle Lovett album is always a treat to get because he writes just from the heart, and his voice is just one of the most beautiful I've ever heard.
Right. When he's singing. Number 3.
That would be UB40 Unprecedented. This will probably be the final of the UB40 albums from Ali Campbell's side. His brother Robin also has the name. They're not happy brothers. This is the final album. It will feature a guy by the name of Astor. That was Terrence Wilson. He was a toaster and singer. Ali Campbell is one of my favorite vocalists in the reggae form. UB40 goes back to the back to the early 80s, and we've always loved their sound, and I just think UB40 is an amazing reggae band. A lot of covers, a lot of originals, but just a fantastic voice.
Number two, familiar Idaho boy.
Yeah, Curtis Tiger's This Life. I told Curtis he got number two, and I told him who beat him out for number one, and he wasn't too bummed about it. But I was so amazed by this album. It's my second favorite Curtis Tiger's album after Let's Go Out Tonight. He reworked all the songs from early in his career and did more what he sounds like today with his current band. And the one that really got me was What's So Funny About Peace, Love, and Understanding, because he recorded that for the Bodyguard soundtrack way back when. Mm. And it made a lot of money for Nick Lowe, who became his good friend. But Curtis and I both agreed we didn't like that version of the song. It wasn't Curtis's choice. He was just the singer. So this time he took his band, reworked it, and it's just great.
And it's This Life.
Yeah, wonderful album.
Nice. All right. And number one.
Bonnie Raitt, Just Like That. She just barely beat out Curtis Tigers, and it was mostly because of the title track. It's one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard, and she just makes me cry. You're making me cry right now with that. I tell you, I do tear up when I hear this song. Because
it's a tearjerker.
Well, it's such a great story.
Yeah.
And it's so true to life. And Bonnie just puts her heart into it. And the rest of the album is just equally as good. But this song is my song of the year. And that's why her album was my number one.
Yeah, you should listen to this. It is a tearjerker, but it's a beautiful story, and she sings it so beautifully.
Oh, she's amazing.
Wow. Okay, we've been speaking with Carl Scheider, the long-running host of the music show Private Idaho, about his top 10 music picks of 2022. You can catch Carl each Saturday at 10 o'clock on our sister station, KBSU. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Samantha. I appreciate it.
Said there's something I think she'd want to know when I let him in the door. It's not like me to trust so quick, caught me by surprise. But something about him gave me ease right there in his eyes.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.